Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
It's podcast time. It's podcast time.
What?
Yeah, it's us. We're the Get Up Show on the Simon Says podcast. Number 175.
How about that?
I think that's as many shows as Johnny Carson did.
Man, look at us.
We ain't got no Ed and we ain't got no Doc. We ain't got no Tommy.
We could have
had
more.
His whole desk.
Oh, I know. They just sold his whole thing. The desk, the chairs,
the couch,
the table.
What about the curtains?
I wonder if the cigarette box went with it because he was famous for that cigarette box that sat on his desk.
I just really remember the curtains because it was like you know, different colors.
I wonder if the chair still smells like Ed. Yeah, exactly.
Good old Ed. Hey, so welcome to the podcast. We'd love for you to click a like and subscribe. And if you want to be part of it, call anytime at 336-373-0987. Got calls coming up. We're catching up on calls. Bunch of calls this week. But first, Don McLean, who is real, real famous for one song, American Pie, that he's done a million different ways. Although I'll tell you, even though I just said he's famous for one song, his other song, Vincent, oh my God, Anytime I Need a Cry.
That's your...
Hoo-wee. Do you know about that song?
Kind of, only because of you talking about it with the same reaction.
Do you remember I was in a down cycle? I was not on one of my highs. I was in a down cycle. And I would listen to that song like for half of the day.
Oh my gosh, what's it about? Like,
it's Vincent Van Gogh's brother singing a song to Vincent. Oh, I'm going to cry if I start doing this.
Because
it's
Vincent.
About how the world wasn't enough for Vincent. It's the story of him, you know, struggling just to be alive and just to exist, and then until he couldn't anymore. And God, what a song.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. If I Need a Cry, that's the song right there.
Real quick, mine is in the last episode of Ted Lasso, Father and Son by Cat Stevens.
Oh, great, you just spoiled the whole thing for me.
It's just a song.
Oh, it gets me every time.
So Don McLean wrote American Pie, and everybody loves it. That's one of those songs you get to singing along, and then you get out of order, and you're not singing the right words
at all.
It's
so long.
Yeah. But he said that he's ready for AI to take over writing songs and making music.
Yeah, I mean, he basically said it couldn't get any worse than what's already out there.
Yeah.
Oh, come on now.
Well, you know what? He's not wrong.
Okay, so songwriting these days is not the poetry that it was in the 70s, I will admit.
It could be.
But, I mean, it can be, and there's plenty of it out there. Let's do some more country and Americana stuff. That's definitely...
Greta Van Fleet. Greta Van Fleet's a good song.
No, yeah, but I mean, he's just mad he didn't come up with WAP.
Oh, man. One thing about me.
All right, now. My kids started doing that song around her cousins. I was like, no, are you kidding me? She's like, I'm doing the clean version. There's no
the
such thing.
The clean version.
There
the
can't
even
be.
The clean version's pretty dirty.
The Kidz Bop version?
Yeah, right. It's like Kidz Bop did...
Bucket and a mop, I'm gonna do some cleaning.
The Kidz Bop version of Me So Horny and Strokin'.
My best friend
doesn't work.
My best friend's daughter came in one day and she started singing the... it's Megan Thee Stallion. It's something about... Bougie Ratchet, and she's just singing it. She's like 10, and what are you singing?
Yeah.
She had no idea.
But that's the same thing. Parents have been doing that forever. Oh, yeah. When we were singing our rock and roll with that man breathing fire and the blood on his face, that's not right.
I specifically remember my friend's mom turning off Centerfold in the car because she and I were singing along so loudly.
It was naughty.
You shouldn't be listening to this.
It's a naughty song. About a naughty girl in a naughty magazine.
Look at that.
So what are the 8 gross foods we're supposed to eat?
Okay, nutritionists say that these things are good for you, even though they might sound gross.
Clay.
Well, no.
Chalk dust.
Not on the list.
Broken glass.
Congealed salad.
Would you like to just hear what they are?
I don't know.
Are we just going to guess all the
grass. Grass clippings.
Nope.
Shrimp tails.
Nope.
All right, I'm all out.
Tremella mushrooms.
Oh, I love them. Love those.
Which one are those?
Oh, they're the best kind.
Ooh, they're real
so good.
Slimy.
So good, man. You put those with your other mushrooms?
Yeah.
You mix them up?
Freak out.
Don't even know they're in there.
Yeah.
Natto.
Oh, love me some natto.
I just had a glass of natto.
I've got some in the car.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
He got a suitcase of nattos.
Yeah.
He went down to the convenience store.
That's Natty, which is much better than Netto.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I love this one, cottage cheese. I love cottage cheese.
Why is it milky and chunky?
Back home, it's served as a side dish.
I can't do it.
It's one of your choices.
It was for us too back in the day. But the reason I can't do it now is because people insulted my heritage and put cottage cheese in lasagna. And I can't come back
from that. Well, I've done that, too.
Don't you dare.
Where I grew up, we didn't have ricotta. That would have been, like, imported. That was a big deal.
We didn't have ricotta.
We didn't.
Where I'm from.
Ricotta.
Okay, any fermented foods are supposed to be good for you.
I do love that. I love kimchi.
Now, kimchi and sauerkraut, similar?
Sauerkraut counts.
In theory, yes. And actually, I had a big stigma with sauerkraut and my wife. I don't know why. I think I had been exposed to, a real... gross batch or something. But now that my tastes have changed, my wife made me eat a forkful and I really like it.
I like it a lot. I ate that.
It's really good.
That was most what I ate the other night. I had a whole bag of sauerkraut.
I don't know why you wouldn't like kimchi. It's just funky.
It's gross.
It's not. It's spicy.
It's like I found a bag of mystery stuff in the freezer the other day.
It
turned into kimchi. Yeah.
I thought it was chicken. I thought this was going to be some barbecue chicken.
Ew.
Oh, I'm going to have one of those things.
Oh, this is neat. I like, you've had 2 of those reactions so far. You almost made yourself cry, and now you're going to make yourself sick.
So, I thought it was chicken in the back.
Uh-huh.
And I put it in the microwave to thaw it out some. And then I opened the back, took it out. It was starting to thaw out. It was starting to loosen up. And I squoze on it, and there was no chicken feeling in there. It was just
it
was just like goo, man. And I opened it up, and I couldn't recognize anything in there.
It was kimchi.
It was a whole bag of whatever.
I love your frozen bags of brown.
It was so gross. This was like beige. It has some green in it. It has some yellow in it.
Idea. Oh, you didn't throw it into a soup?
I think it was soup.
It was going to be for soup. At some point in life, that was going to be like in my everything soup. But I could not keep it. You know how hard it was for me, even though it was killing me. I had to throw it away.
Hold on, I have to cross out bag of brown, right? Bag of beige. My bad. I didn't realize we'd got a different color.
All right.
Oh, that's so good.
These are both kind of. I like both of these: sardines and tuna fish.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like them.
And organ meats.
Yeah, I don't do that.
If they didn't call them organ meats, it might not sound so bad.
Awful. What about the other name? Awful.
Yeah.
It is what it's called.
Yeah. They even spelled it differently, and it still is pronounced
it's still
the same.
Awful.
Yeah.
Now, I've told you before, gizzards are my exception to that rule. I love me some gizzards, man.
But you don't like chicken livers?
Don't do livers anymore. I had to do them when I was a kid. We had way more livers than we had gizzards, and so gizzards were at a premium. And now it's just like the cottage cheese. Don't look back.
I'm all about some lengua. Get a nice tongue.
Oh, bruh. I can't get past what it is.
Tongue?
Can't do it.
Oh, it's great when you watch them prepare it, too.
No, I can't do it.
No, it seems all tough.
That used
weird.
To be the freakiest thing. When we used to go to the Jewish deli with my grandfather, and they would have this giant beef tongue sitting in the
cooler.
Well,
they just called it tongue.
Yeah,
it just
said
beef tongue. No, I know. They didn't try to dress it up. And they didn't change the color and or appearance.
It was a little purple.
Tongue on rye.
Straight up. Tongue out of a mouth.
Tongue on rye.
Yeah.
And maybe some mustard and some sauerkraut on there.
Get out your tongue, cow.
Yikes.
And of course, insects.
Not doing that either.
I don't mind.
They keep telling us we should be eating bugs.
I don't mind the crickets thing.
Why?
You did it, didn't you?
How do you know?
I mean, I've eaten those stupid, you know, novelty crickets before, but I feel like if they were done
right. Oh, the ones that have the squirting flour?
Yeah.
The exploding cigar?
Yeah.
Novelty crickets. They're hilarious.
They turn your mouth black. Yeah.
You got to take the cricket out of the pack and it's a little mouse trap.
It electrocutes you.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember them. Those fancy crickets. They say, and this really hurts my feelings, that bugs, the bigger bugs, taste like crab.
Oh, please don't tell me.
That's what they say. Everyone,
we've talked about this.
Yeah.
Where there was the whole thing about eating bugs, but then everyone, they had to warn people that if you have a shellfish allergy, it'll still give you issues.
Doesn't that hurt your feelings, though? Because I love
seafood. I don't
want
to think about it because I absolutely, like, crab is one of my favorite foods.
Me too, man.
In the world.
Me too. And I don't want to think while I'm enjoying my crab, like, tastes like bugs.
Oh.
But we are going to get to a point where you can't maintain all of these animals and stuff. There's going to be a point where we're going to be eating cricket protein. We're going to have it in
stuff.
Well,
they already make a powder, like a cricket protein powder, but I hope that happens after I'm gone.
I think the legs are the hardest part. Because they're so spindly and like spiky.
Well, wouldn't you crunch that all up? Just mash it all together?
It's still when you pop it in there, I think like that's the part that really, like they say that that's the hardest part about like spiders and stuff.
Legs?
Yeah.
But that's not the biting?
No.
It's not the biting. It's not the little fur.
Well, usually they're dead. Well, you got to shave them or burn the hair off.
All right. So should we get into some phone calls? We got a lot of phone calls this week
because
we hadn't done any in a while. If you would ever love to be part of the podcast, call 336-373-0987. We'll get you in here and make you famous like Billy the Kid or something.
Hey, Simon, my name is Charles Hoffman, and I wanted to call in and weigh in on that iced coffee. If you take a frozen turkey and you put it in cold water, you will thaw it out in 3 hours. Research and see. Bye.
Well,
that's not necessarily true.
He's talking about when Starbucks came up with their iced coffee or whatever it was. No, Starbucks came up with a new ice. And people were like, it's going to make the coffee all watery. But they have cold coffee already ready to make iced coffee. So the argument is dumb.
Yeah, well, it's the pellets, the good ice.
Exactly.
Well, people don't like change.
But if it's changing for good.
Oh, really?
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. How many times have we said this is a change for good? And you're like,
no.
Change.
If you told me that all fast food ice was going to be the good chewy pellets, I'd be fine with that change.
Well, that's a fine change.
I think all fast food restaurants should have the good ice.
I should have it at my house.
My friend does.
You told me.
Yeah, he's got, we actually, over the weekend, we filled up our cooler and everything with all the good ice. It's the best.
Oh, damn. You could go to his house and like get bags of that.
I'm not going to tell you where he lives.
Take
though.
It home, get you some dry ice, put it in the cooler, get your good pellets, put it in the cooler with the dry ice, get it home, put it in the freezer. Got to do all this quick.
Or you could get your own ice machine.
Don't be crazy.
No.
Hey, Simon. I can't remember the right number to call, but I think the answer to today's question is their coffee maker. Yay. You rock.
Thank you. And you rock too. She's talking about the thing that people have never washed. Do you remember what it was? It was like 15% of people have never washed this.
It was, wasn't it their pillows?
Pillowcase.
Cases.
Pillowcase.
Yeah, that's just gross.
Oh God, the boy almost broke our washing machine again. He threw his pillows into the washing machine only to realize that they were down.
And oh, so, God, they're so heavy.
Yeah, and they absorbed every bit of moisture, and he could not. He was like, I don't know what's wrong. What should I do? And I was like, oh, take them out. And then we finally figured out what the problem was. But
and the whole poor washing machine was like, boom,
yeah,
boom,
oh, God. Yeah, he put them on the drying rack in our laundry room, and it was just like, there's a puddle underneath. And I'm like,
oh,
I lifted
God.
It up. I'm like, oh, my God, they're still completely wet.
This washing machine's rocking. Don't come knocking. Washing pillows in here, Jack. So that number of people never have ever washed a pillowcase, which is where your drool goes.
Gross.
Does that mean they don't wash their sheets, or is it that they just think that that belongs on the pillow forever?
I'm going to have to get in touch with everyone in the survey and ask them your question.
Please do. I have questions.
Nah, even if you don't wash your pillow off and wash that case, man.
Once a week. I mean, I do my sheets once a week.
It's like if you wore gloves all the time. Wouldn't you wash your gloves sometimes?
No.
It depends on the glove.
Okay, dirty glove. Would you wash it?
If it was dirty, maybe. Yeah.
See what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Sam, I can smell your nasty ass through the radio speakers.
Oh, thank you, sir. That was a response to our story about 72-hour deodorant. And who is that for? And who goes to the store and looks at the deodorant and reads the label and says, this is only good for 48 hours?
Who's going 48 hours?
That's what I'm saying.
Right. 12 hours is not long enough.
And it's usually the real pretty girls who are doing the deodorant commercial, and then the real pretty girl is putting the deodorant on and telling you it's 72-hour deodorant. Come on, man. What's going to... Well, I was on a raft, and I drifted out to sea, and I was found 68 hours later, and it was lucky because I only had 4 hours of deodorant left.
Still smelled good.
For 4 more hours, though. That's all. Yeah.
I can't think of any scenario other than what you just described for a reason not to wear deodorant.
That really pretty girl has to walk down a lot of runways, and she's modeling for 72 straight hours.
Okay.
They don't give her a break,
but
she doesn't want to be stinky.
My favorite one now is the Secret commercial where the little girl's putting her Secret on, and she's talking about how great she smells, and it lasts all day, and then it's that evening, and she's meeting up with her friend, and she hands her friend the deodorant, and she sniffs it and goes, "Oh, yes!"
What?
It's great.
I've missed that one.
Well, you need to start paying more attention to deodorant.
Sound like a party.
So,
hey, Simon. This has been the best 3 days of music I've heard in ages. I always listen to 98.7 Simon, always, always. But I don't even have a request because I think I've heard about everything this weekend. Thank you so very much. This is Cece. Love you, Simon. Bye.
Oh, Cece, we love you. She was calling about her Memorial Day. Bet you won't play it.
Thanks, Cece. That's real sweet.
Those are so much fun, man.
Just they are.
Like every couple of songs for 4 days is some random request. The next one is Labor Day.
Yep.
Can't get here fast enough. We have, of course, the All-American July 4th weekend before that, which is fun.
Yeah, that one's pretty fun, too.
Are we doing anything for Father's Day?
Not really. I mean, I'll play some dad songs, but there's not enough to do like what we do for Mother's Day. There's only like...
Papa Don't Preach.
Papa Don't Preach. Papa Was a Rolling Stone, which isn't a flattering song. Father
Cats in the
of
cradle.
Mine.
Janie's Got a Gun.
A flattering song.
Yeah, Cats in the Cradle, Papa right. Don't Preach.
Oh, Father and Son by Cat Stevens.
There you go.
Cry, cry.
No, and you know what? Nobody knows that one.
That's, really? That's not
you heard it, you know it.
That's when it popped up on the show, I was like, I know this song.
It's not mainstream, though.
You're not mainstream.
That's all right.
Yeah, there's not it's enough dad songs. Can you think of another one? Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
Did you already say Patches?
What's I didn't do about, Patches. That's a good one.
Oh, what's that country song about? Is
oh, Santa looked a lot like Daddy.
Well, no.
Is that the one?
Dad's a drunk and daddy, slow down daddy bass. Or something. I don't know.
Does that count?
This.
What?
Daddy played bass.
My favorite.
It's got daddy in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a stretch. So we'll work on that. Father figure. Father, that's mother. Oh, but she says daddy never sleeps
at
night.
But dad did it.
Oh, look at you. You're using your thinking brain, surprising the world over there.
Oh, yeah. It works sometimes.
Hey, Simon. Tracy from Pleasant Garden. Quit saying that the year is half over. It's only 5 months gone. It's not half over until July 1st. Have a good day.
Thank you. I agree with him.
No, he's wrong. And if you agree with him, you're wrong.
No, it's got to be the end of June before it's half over. And
wrong.
Why are you rushing us away?
What month is it now? What number month is it
We're
now?
We're inside of the sixth month.
Six. And what is the last month?
12.
Okay, so what's half of 12?
Six.
Okay, boom.
No, the end of the sixth month.
Math.
Yeah, math tells you
no,
you're wrong.
You don't count
We're
it
halfway
that way.
Through the year. Hey, look, yeah, you do. You have one. You don't have a page for each day on
we're
a calendar.
We're not 1 month.
You have
in
a month.
January, we're not 1 month down. We're starting in the first month.
No.
Yes, I will not say this.
It's the calendar pages.
When is the year over?
New Year's Eve.
Right. What date is that?
12/31.
Right, exactly. So the end of the 12th month is the end of the year. So the end of the half month is the half of the year.
Right. So we're halfway through the year. It's June and it is flying by. We're halfway to Christmas right now, and there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I don't know. There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay, so what? You're the tiebreaker. Are we halfway done or not?
I don't know. This whole conversation is tiresome.
He agreed with me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Boom. Good job, bro.
I don't believe he agreed with you.
Hey, Simon, I understand you're having some trouble getting pictures of those elusive bears that were in the area the other day. I've got pictures of both a larger one as well as a cub. So if you want to give me a link or let me know where I can send you those pictures, I last spotted them over in the New Guard Road, Fleming area, over by North Chimney Rock. So send me a link, and I'll shoot the pictures that way for you. 336-579.
We don't want to share his number, but that's pretty cool. That bear that didn't show up on the news, everybody was talking about having seen a bear in Greensboro the other day.
Yeah.
But there was no, if there's no pictures, it didn't happen.
So it was weird. It was in the traffic report that people had spotted it and to keep your eyes out, but none of the news services were reporting it.
Not one. And bears are the hot item.
Wasn't there another bear around recently?
Yeah. There was one in your neighborhood not long ago that was up on next door. And I,
oh, that's what it was.
I had to get in there and say, let me be the first to say that's a bear. Let me help you guys out here. It's a bear.
Hey, was
saw
there a
something
bear?
Big and black and fuzzy.
What was that noise? It was a bear shooting a gun. Drag race.
No, the bear, it was just a backfire in the bear's little car. It wasn't a gun, man.
He was up doing donuts.
It sounds completely different.
Rondell shot
driving his circus car around.
All those damn young bears up there in the parking lot doing donuts and playing their music.
Playing their hippity hop super loud.
You know what I mean? But yeah, you would think with bears being the hot item now that our news stations around here would have gotten a picture of that. I don't know what they were doing that was more important than that.
I don't either.
Coupons.
Most likely.
Today's coupon deal.
Hey, Simon. Good job, Charlie, on the spelling bee. Maybe you need to study S-T-U-D-Y. And if y'all don't mind, how about playing a little bit of HTDC? Let's hear some Highway to Hell this morning. Y'all have a good weekend when you get to it. Thanks. Bye.
I like that. Have a good weekend when you get to it.
I can't wait.
I've never heard that said like that before. I'm stealing that for sure.
Thanks, man.
We did the annual Get Up Show Spelling Bee in honor of the Scripps spelling bee recently. And I don't know how, man. Charlie got 99%. Maddie got one right this year.
I did it.
It's the first time you've ever gotten one right in all the years we've been doing that.
Strange or something.
It was. Strange. It had a lot of H's on the end of it. Strange. Charlie, explain to everyone how we do the spelling bee.
Well, we ask Maddie a word first, and if he doesn't get it right, then I get a different word.
Well, and his words are the hardest ones from the Scripps Spelling Bee. Yes. Specifically this year, we did the ones that broke children's hearts, little brilliant kids who couldn't spell the words, so Maddie had to try and spell them. And he got one right this year. Mm-hmm. And then what are your words?
Then my words are things like home. And
yeah, home is too long.
Ring.
And that's a little long.
Oh, no, there was one. What was the one that I asked him to use in
great.
A sentence?
It was great.
It was great because it could have been one or the other.
That was right. Tricky.
To get it wrong.
I was like, all right, your word is great. She goes, use it in a sentence. And I said, this is great. But that could have still been.
It still could have been like someone holding up a cheese grater and been like, this is great.
Yeah.
No, that would be, this is a great.
No.
That's different.
No, not the way I said it.
It's a year's nouns, half over.
Nouns and verbs.
But yeah,
adjectives.
You did it again, Charlie. And every year you say the same thing.
I always say, people are going to think I'm stupid because you always ask me the easy word.
No, it's comedy. His word is impossible to spell, and then you get up. You know? I love it.
Yeah, and I'm very good at sounding stupid trying to spell them.
Oh, don't think about it like that.
I do appreciate when I get the first letter wrong.
No! No, wrong, bad.
Wrong.
Yeah, I try to be supportive with it when you're wrong.
What would be really funny would be if you flipped it around and I could spell the hard word and he still couldn't spell the easy one.
Ooh, we'll do that next year.
Okay.
Only people hearing the podcast can anticipate that.
Cat. K-A-T.
Oh,
Cat.
Sorry. Wrong. Bad. Bad. Wrong.
Hey, Simon, that last song you played, I've been waiting for over a year to hear that song. And God, that's such a good song. And I couldn't believe it was on the radio. I sure wish y'all would play that song more often. I really love that song. And I thank you for all the music you play. You really keep me company night and day when I'm working, and I'm greatly appreciative. Thank you. My name is Barry Barnes, and thank you again.
Well, thank you, Barry.
Barry.
Do you want to know what song he was talking about?
Well, I was like, what was the song? I kept waiting. Tell us the song.
You waiting for a year to hear that song. Do you remember doing that? You remember trying to find songs on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
Like one of mine, well, Rapper's Delight was one. And then Smells Like Teen Spirit was one that we would ride around and just keep hitting scan until we got
Stairway
to it.
Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven was yours?
Yeah, that's one of them.
His was Sausalito Summer Nights.
Love that song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great tune.
That is a great song. And we play the real version of it, too, the long version. So he been waiting a year to hear that. We made his day. Maybe made his year.
Well, there you go.
And with the year being halfway done, I'm glad he got that before we got any further into it.
Hey, Simon. This is Creed. And believe it or not, Huntsville, Alabama at the moment. Life has been insane. I'd just like to tell you, Sean, I know that you have a lot of stuff packed in your house. And I want to tell you, if you ever move, you are in so much trouble. Why do I know? I just did it. I didn't move to Huntsville, Alabama yet. Mm. I sold my house and just insanity and chaos ensued. So, as you all know, I've been trying to move to North Carolina for quite a while.
Yep.
The problem is the job that I was trying to get wound up getting kind of displaced into other places. And no matter how hard I try to move back to North Carolina, it just doesn't happen. So, I no longer sell my house and get ready to move into an apartment to the next phase of my life to figure out what's going to happen next. And I get a call from my job. Oh my God, we fired somebody over at our store in Alabama. We know you just sold your house. Can you move there?
Oh, wow.
And of course, me being the fixer that I am, I decided that I would follow suit. And I love Huntsville, Alabama, by the way. So I don't know if you all have ever been, but what a cool town. The Rocket City, if you ever look into it. This is where they built the rocket and space program from the 1940s after the war and that kind of thing. I won't go into all the history.
Did you know?
What a cool town. What a cool place. It's just, there are more PhDs apparently here in this city concentrated in this city than any other city in the country. Kind of wild. Nonetheless, this is not my final stop. I have another stop, and as soon as I get there, I'll let you know. I've got the green light already. I just have to get there.
All right.
But over the past month, this will make three moves in about 45 days' time.
Oh, God.
All the things that I had in my house, that I had a townhouse, and I thought, there can't possibly be that stuff, much stuff to move. Yet there was. All the big stuff, hey, no problem. Pack it up. Let's go. It's when you get down to those last few hours before you have to move, and you start finding the little stuff, and you wonder, where, how do you pack this stuff? All of this junk that's in these drawers and closets, and you visualize it, and you think to yourself, it's no problem. It's going to go quick. I've only got this little amount of stuff to move. Oh, no. I'm with Charlie. I wish that I had a lot less stuff to move, but I've lived in the same place for 16 years. 16 years. And you just don't realize the junk you collect. It's murder. Meanwhile, I'm living the good life. I'm actually living in a fifth wheel, an RV. It's amazing. And the little bitty organizational process that you can do here, I realized I don't need all that crap. And it's my whole entire life is packed up in a storage unit with the exception of a few things. The stress is outrageous. But when I get to where I'm going, I think it'll be exciting. And by the way, I'll give you a little hint. It will be closer to North Carolina, though I won't be in North Carolina. How about
South Carolina?
I'll let you all know exactly what's going on when I get to where I'm going. Y'all have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
There you go, man. There's an update on Creed. Everything you wanted to know.
Thanks, man.
Ah, cool.
So he's not wrong. When I have to move, and you know I'm gonna move back to the Eastern Shore at some point.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do with all that crap? What am I going to do?
It'll go in the cannon.
Well, you've left it to your daughter, haven't you?
Well, I ain't going
to
be dead.
You don't have to worry about it.
And he's talking about the little stuff, like in junk drawers and closets and things.
Oh, that stuff I can move easy.
I still have, from when I moved out of D.C., I had junk drawer stuff in freezer bags, still in the freezer bags, in other junk drawers.
I do have a few of those. I absolutely, like, I took a bunch of stuff, like, off the refrigerator and things that were laying around, and I put them in a freezer bag, and they are still in there.
Still in there.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, and I fully intended. I took all the Elvis magnets off of my basement refrigerator in D.C., put them in a bag. I'm like, wherever I land, these are going on the fridge first thing. Nope, still in the bag.
See, that's where you just got to start whittling things. If you haven't done anything with it in over a year, just toss it.
Yeah, but they're nice.
Nope.
But there's Elvis magnets.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You haven't. You don't use them anymore.
But
they gotta go.
You know the rule. As soon as you throw them out, you're gonna need them.
Yeah.
Oh, that happens to me all the time.
Then you have to go buy another one.
Yeah.
So why are you any better when you have to keep buying new ones?
Cause I'm better.
I didn't think of it. Yeah. I'm glad you told us.
Wow.
Because I didn't think of that.
Of course.
Ta-da.
I didn't. I really wasn't even thinking that. But clearly, you're better.
I feel like the last time we moved. When my wife and I moved in together, we did a huge purge and like whittling of stuff. And actually, it was only recently I had a hoard of like cables and stuff. And I actually did find that there was a couple that I actually did need. But for the most part, everything that I've tossed, I haven't needed.
Mm. Well, you know, in my world, in the antique collector and enthusiast world,
hoarder,
miniatures are also known as smalls. And I bet you I have 2,000-3,000 smalls in my museum room, and they could be like the size of, you know, a half a dime that's a little dog, or a little Indian that's the size of
Smurf.
A penny. You know, I don't know if I have any Smurfs, but I'll check. But like all of these little tiny things have to be individually wrapped and carefully placed in something to move out of there.
It's a lot.
Do
it's
they?
So much. You don't want to break them. You didn't keep them this long to break them, did you? You got
maybe.
That 100-year-old.
That'll give you a reason to get rid of them.
Got that 100-year, no, that 200-year-old Viking that you got in Iceland. You're not going to ball that up in a box and let it get broken.
Okay, no.
200 years, are you?
That's why I'm saying.
Are you mad?
You just say to your daughter.
Yeah, let's go get a new one.
Oh, you can do that. You just say to your daughter, hey, look, I'm leaving you the house and everything in it.
Oh, no. Got to sell
Enjoy.
The house. Got to sell the house.
Why?
Because I need that money to live off of. I'm going to need that money, you know. to augment the pay that I'm not getting.
I'm trying to help you here, but you're on your own. You just sit there and wrap up all your smalls. Start now.
She's using my word back to me. My smalls. Start now
because it's going to take that long.
It's so cute. You wrapped it in one tiny, with one bubble of bubble wrap.
Got like miniature little pumpkins that are this tiny, man, like smaller than your pinky nail.
Wrap them in a postage stamp.
I mean, you can't believe it. Some of that stuff is, yeah.
Well, what about the ones that aren't?
Don't worry about it. They're neat. They're cute.
They're smalls.
I've always had them.
Ah, your smalls are so cute.
They're cute. Yeah, so he's reinforced my fear of moving, you know. If, you know, I die in a hoarder pile before then, I don't have to worry about any of it.
I still feel bad for your daughter because she's going to be the one who has to get rid of all your crap.
Yeah.
She's going
to
love it.
She used to say, I've told you this 1,000 times, she used to say she was going to keep it all, and now she's ready to have a sale.
Oh, no. Yeah.
A sale and a construction dumpster outside underneath the window.
It seems cute when you're young. Oh, I'm going to keep all of daddy's stuff. And now she's getting old enough to realize what a giant burden it's going to be on her.
But she keeps stuff too. Her thing is, like, she has bags. Like, she'll have a birthday party. Her friends will give her all her stuff. All of that will go into, like, a belt bag. And then the belt bag goes, like, in the corner or in the closet. And all the gifts are in there. I'm like, this is the stuff you got for your birthday. You didn't want it? Oh, no, I want it. You didn't take it out of the bag. Oh, I'm gonna.
Wonder where she learned that.
TV.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, Simon. Father's Day is June the 18th, my man. Happy Father's Day early.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for noticing the forgotten holiday. Dads are screwed.
Well, we forgot the holiday, to be completely fair. That's why he's telling us the exact date. We couldn't remember when it was.
It's not on us. It's not us to throw it. It's for people to recognize us on Father's Day. And every year what happens? What do we get? We get screwed.
I get nothing.
Every year.
Well, your daughter doesn't have any money.
This is true.
So what is she supposed to do for you?
Give a thoughtful gift.
Something nice.
Like?
Make a card. Yeah. I don't care.
Get your mommy to take you to a nice store and buy some nice stuff.
All right.
But I don't need anything. I don't want anything. I just want to be recognized because every year Father's Day rolls around and what do we get?
Screwed.
We get screwed.
I doubt that's true. I will speak to your daughter myself. I'm sure she says, Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Forgotten holiday.
That's all you need. 100%. You said that's all you need.
Nah, I want some stuff.
Hey, Simon. This is Jerry from Salisbury.
Hey.
Or if I give you my blues name, it's Ugly Hips Lee, which will aptly describe my dance. Anyhow, I know, Sean, you were probably worried sick because you haven't heard from me in a while. I just wanted to call and say hello. I'm doing fine, and I hope you all are. Still listening to the podcast, loving it. Still listening to the Get Up Show. You guys kill it every morning.
Nice.
I love the music. It gets me pumped up for the day. Anyhow, random question. Have you guys seen an uptick in snakes lately? Just this past 3 or 4 days, I have seen probably a dozen of them.
Yeah.
And not even just around my house. I went out to Pantego to look at a house out there. And walking around the yard, there was one just standing up looking at us, and it's black snakes, I believe. I was just wondering if you all have ran into that same thing. Anyhow, have a great day. Sean, I'm sorry I worried you sick, but I'll call again soon. Love you. Bye.
Hey, Jerry, man. What's up, Jerry? Appreciate it.
Hold up. That black snake was standing up.
Yeah, I was picturing him with a top hat and a monocle.
On his hips.
Yeah, maybe he's got a cigarette and a long holder.
Hello, Governor.
Get off my lawn.
Hiss, I say, hiss. I do declare, why are you on my lawn?
I'd love to wrap myself around your neck, Governor.
Hey, why is he a British snake?
He's a high class.
Fighting you.
He's a high class snake.
So what'd I do?
I haven't seen snakes this year. I usually get a green snake in the bush out back. Hadn't got one this year. Had a black widow, a big fat black widow spider in the trash can at our little Eastern Shore place.
Did you end it?
Well, the kids went out there and... Damn it. It's like, take the trash out. I couldn't get the lid off. Okay, go try again. There's a slug on it. Get back out there and put the trash in the can. There's a black widow in there. It's like, you can't put the trash. So I went out there, and sure enough, huge black widow.
Yikes.
Well, was it taking up the entire can? Why couldn't they still put the trash in there?
No, Governor, it's my trash now.
I don't know if you saw my pal, the snake, out there, but this is my trash can. He gets the lawn. And get out of there.
I mean, seriously, grab the bag and throw it in on top of the Black Widow. Boom, bang, bum.
I don't kill spiders because they're beneficial, but a Black Widow I do kill because it could kill my kid, and it makes me feel bad. Like I have remorse after I squash him. But back to Jerry's point about snakes. I hadn't seen any, but the neighbors on next door are seeing a lot of them. And what you're usually seeing, I'll say it again, is a rat snake.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. A copperhead has a plain face. This is the easiest way to tell the difference between a rat snake and a copperhead. They have similar markings, but the copperhead has Hershey Kiss markings all the way up and then a plain one color face. Rat snakes have markings.
I will never be getting close enough to get up in their face. Does that look like a Hershey Kiss or does it look like a diamond? I don't know. It's kind of like a kiss, but...
From far away, you can tell a rat snake has markings on its face. Copperhead does not. So
from the
don't
mile
forget.
Away that I'm going to be, can
don't
I
forget.
Tell?
Yeah.
Okay.
You mean we're not supposed to just kiss it? Because wasn't it that copperheads like kisses?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to get real close. Yeah, that's yeah. right.
And when it's not Hershey Kisses, it's you, real kisses.
Yeah, if it gives you kisses, then it's fine.
You heard it here first.
Governor!
Hello! Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Simon. Do they put honey in their coffee? Jesus. Is that the answer? Have a great day. Ricky Jessel, 336-736-7.
Oh, saved the rest of your number for you there, Ricky. Hey, it was whiskey. 37% of people put whiskey in their coffee.
In the mornings. And that was a little high. I was thinking lots of other things because I thought that was too high. And someone yeah. on our page, of course, had to point out just how many alcoholics we have if there's that.
That's so, true.
Don't be judgy.
That would make you sleepy, though, wouldn't it? Put whiskey in your coffee in the morning?
Oh, man. Maybe a boost.
I don't know. Maybe if you maintain.
Oh, you have to keep drinking.
I guess. I've tried it before, but not at work.
We used to, at my grandmother's house, when she made that eggnog, y'all get the same eggnog mm-hmm. recipe every year, which has bourbon and rum and brandy in it. We would use that instead of cream in our coffee.
I've done that with the ones that you give us, on the weekends, not before work.
That stuff will heat up your throat, man. Put that in a cup of coffee, it's the burn. And I guess that's what the alcoholics like in the morning, is the burn. I ain't judging.
I think they just like the shakes to go away.
Ah.
So, I mean... I don't think it matters.
You brought it real.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Simon, I got a story about cheese falling off the truck the other day. This truck flips over and a bunch of cheese is all over the road. People started taking it. I'm telling my friend this story, and he said, what kind of cheese was it? I said, it's nacho cheese. He said, how do you know it's nacho cheese? Because the driver kept yelling, hey, that's nacho cheese. That's nacho cheese. To all the people who were trying to steal it. Ha!
Nacho cheese! It's not cheese!
He brought a classic back, man. I hadn't heard that one in a minute. I remember the first time I heard that one.
Oh, that's an old school.
When Christopher Columbus fell off his dinosaur. Who's with me?
A dinosaur.
Who's with me? Good morning.
Simon, please take that song off the radio. Ain't nobody on earth want to hear that. I like peanuts. I like peanuts.
Wait.
What do you like? Stupid.
There you go. It's another vote for Mel Torme. I'm hip.
Maddie, he says it. He says it like you do.
He says it worse than I do. I don't know if he's pronunciating that one right.
We're getting it went away. We were getting a live call right here. I was going to pick it up and just see what we get, but they hung up already.
No, if this rings, it's always a telemarketer.
Hey, so that's going to about do it. Thank you so much for the calls. That was a slice of heaven. We love being in your life.
Glad to hear from you, Creed.
336-373-0987. If you ever want to join the cavalcade of fun, you can listen to us on the radio anywhere at 987simon.com or the Odyssey app. Bet you won't play it Friday is coming in a couple days. What's your final thought, Charlie?
In 23 days, we will be halfway done with this year.
Math is fuzzy. What's yours?
Speaking of fuzzy, don't forget to shave your spider before you eat it.
Next time, people.
Bye.
Goodbye, goodbye. Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.